Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life. It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
Good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hoop. What up?
Good day. Good day to you as well, Craig.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Or two.
Or three.
We can't overreact to anything, right, Jay? How are you feeling? Good?
I'm feeling good about things right now, yeah.
So-so?
No, I'm feeling better than good.
Motherfucker! We're back! We're winning it all this year, guys.
Okay.
At least two rounds we're getting through. At least. Have you
two
seen this fucking
what?
Team lately? The playoffs, yes. Barry.
Wow,
the
it's
motherfucking
a good stretch.
Playoffs.
It's another good stretch. A lot of times this team has a good stretch. They've had multiple great stretches, and we're probably on one of the best ones right now, considering where we're at in the season.
Tibbs' team loves to go on great runs to end the season, and we're about to enter the final 20 games of the year, guys. Mm. So we're going to make some predictions over the final 20 games later. How's that sound?
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Sounds great.
And we're going to overreact, or at least I am.
Not
Blandy,
me.
You
won't. I
won't. No, you won't. All right, guys. Barry, give them the number. You can call us back. We're back. We're back for the end of the season here, so you can leave us voicemails again.
That's
where
right.
do they
operators
do that?
Are standing by. Call
everyone's
us.
Already dialing.
React.
Look at that. It took just a few seconds.
Drop us
We're
a voicemail. 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
And please.
You may not get it on this podcast, but you'll get it on the next one.
Well, Barry, you see how Barry's delayed? We were just talking about how Barry's delayed. He just interrupted me in the middle of the and please, which I don't think he's ever done. And you don't even know that you did that just now.
No, I think I do because I did hesitate on it. It wasn't just a delay. It was an actual delay followed by the technical delay.
We gotta get back into the swing of things here. It's been a while.
It's been a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well,
right.
Timing's
off.
Get
our legs back.
We got a lot to talk about. We gotta talk about Barry's ass.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into that. We got to hear about that.
Someone else already got into that.
We almost did a show. What was that, a week ago? We wanted to do
a
show when Barry was drinking his, what is that called? What is it?
It's prep. It's a colonoscopy prep.
Yeah, so Blandy and I said, why don't we record the show while you drink that shit and just be near a toilet? Let's see what happens. Well, Barry pussied out. Thanks, Barry. You
yes,
all have
did.
Barry to thank for
do
that.
Do we have to do it? Can we do
I
this
I had the
night
to
night?
Think about it. I woke up the next morning. I'm like, why am I going to put myself through that? It's going to be bad enough. why would I subject myself to that? I need to focus on what I'm doing, and it's stressful enough.
So what did you? But what did you?
While doing it.
But what did you do when you were drinking that? Were you watching you with your wife?
I was watching. Oh, probably the perfect thing. I was watching the All-Star game, which was completely unwatchable. So what better drink to go along with that pathetic, horrible game than the worst possible thing you can drink?
I don't even watch that shit, to be honest.
Oh, it was unbearable.
I never watch the All-Star game.
Yeah, so the first half of that All-Star game, I was drinking that stuff. I don't know what was making me more sick, the drink or the game.
Hmm. Oh, was that a toilet flush, or what was that?
Yeah, it was.
No, that was, sounds that, like was that toilet has coming problems. Out of my ass.
That was coming out. Did it? You were saying that night, because we were just so disappointed, but we were still checking in on you, but that you didn't go for a while, so it wouldn't have, we wouldn't have experienced
anything.
No,
I mean, I don't know how that drink is supposed to work. You know, you got to drink 16 ounces of this drink. It's like, it's crazy. You fill a glass, it's like half filled with this powder, which is all these different chemicals that must just break down your insides, and then the other half of water. So you shake it up, you drink that. Again, it's like, it's not good, but, and then like when there's like halfway through the glass, it's like, it's really hard to get down. So I didn't know how fast it's supposed to work, but I didn't poop at all that night. And I had it about 8:30 at night.
That's crazy.
I didn't go to bed till 11:30.
It's not
didn't
supposed
poop
to work
at
like
all.
That.
And then I woke up like 4 o'clock in the morning.
An unusual thing.
Yeah, I woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning, take a leak, still didn't, no poop. It wasn't until like 8:30 the next morning that I sat in the toilet, and then, you know, it's like somebody turned on the garden hose.
Do not go in there.
So was it just a one time thing, or?
So I did that one, and then again I had to have the second dose after that. So I drank another 16 ounces of this stuff. And then probably like another 4 or 5 times back into the bathroom, just, you know, flushing out my system.
Can you buy that stuff? Can I just buy that stuff to do that to my body? To do that to my body, or no?
You might need a script.
I think you need a prescription
for particular,
that stuff, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, for this particular stuff.
I want to do that. Sounds good. Mm.
Just go for like one of those cleansings where they just put the tube up there for the water.
I'm not voluntarily putting anything up there.
And then throughout that whole thing, like your stomach is just making these crazy noises, you know, just like gargling. And I mean, I don't know what it sounded like coming from inside my body, but it was pretty wild.
All right, let's not make them wait
all
any
well.
Longer,
clean,
guys.
Clean bill of health. Clean bill of health from that end.
That's all right. That's the good. Most important thing. Yeah. And please. Subscribe to the one podcast that isn't going to make you wait any longer. This is the one thing you guys want to hear. We could probably just do this and then end the show. But let's hear what Ralph has been up to during this glorious stretch here, Blandy.
Okay.
Knicks win! Oomba, the Knicks beat the Jazz, man.
There you have it.
Woo-hoo! Knicks finally beat the Nets. They're 5 games above 500, only a half a game behind the Heat. Hart, man, what a difference he makes. It's like when Derrick Rose came to us a couple of years ago. I'm beginning to believe in this team. How sweet it is. It's the Hart Knicks light.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. It's Mardi Gras time. Oh, wee.
Knicks win!
Damn, Julius is so fucking hot. Go Knicks.
Knicks win!
Take that, New Orleans.
5th game in a row. And 8 games over 500. Time to celebrate.
This is Ralph sitting here with my sagacious wife, Jamie, contemplating the Knicks.
Don't call me that.
Why not? It's true. It really looks like we are going to have a winning record and that we're going to be in the playoffs, and either the 5th or the 6th seed is what it looks like. Maybe even the 4th. Who knows? But I feel pretty confident we're going to do some damage when we get there. Anyway, hope your show goes great tonight. Bye.
All right,
Blandy, what is sagacious?
Salacious or sedacious?
No, neither one of what you just said. He did not say salacious, nor did he say sedacious.
I said sagacious.
He said sagacious.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, sagacious.
What's
sagacious? That's not what Barry said, though. It's somebody
that's
who's
I've
like
never
sharp,
heard that word before.
Somebody who's like sharp, like knows what they're talking about. Somebody who is, you know, on top of things.
Craig, you knew that word?
No, I knew what he said. I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, but yeah, I never heard of that word before.
Okay.
All right, guys. Somebody knows what they're talking about.
Well, like Ralph said, we're 8 games over 500, 35-27. We were 18-18, 36 games into the season. Since then, 17-9. 5-0 since Josh Hart came here. Over the last 14 games, 10-4 with wins against Cleveland, Boston, Miami, Philly, Utah, Atlanta. 3 of the 4 losses were overtime losses, guys, against Boston, the Lakers, and the Clippers. So in that group, those are some big, bad teams that we either beat or went to overtime with. I mean, so that's 13 out of 14 games we either won or went into overtime over these past 14 games. Guys, how are you feeling? Barry, Blandy doesn't let me get too excited. Should we be...
You can ask me how I'm feeling.
Should we... Well, I know how you're feeling. Should we be, Barry,
I don't know if
excited?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You should definitely be excited. Look, you know...
Is this a statement? Is this a statement stretch?
So let's not start.
No,
it
we're
is.
Past
I think it
statements,
is.
Craig. This team
statement
has arrived.
Statement stretch.
This is, look, just like the halfway mark of the season, which was all the way back on January 9th, after the All-Star break is a better time to reflect on where your team is. You know, you're 62 games into the season. You got 20 games to go, the last stretch. And think about where the Knicks are. They got the second best road record in the entire league. That's something to be proud of. They're third in rebounds per game, fourth fewest turnovers in the league, 7 in most wins in the league. They're 7th best plus minus in the league. They're 6th in offensive rating. Now, they're 15th in defensive rating, by the way. So, yeah. So they're not succeeding on the backs of their defense. They're actually doing it offensively. So you have a good idea. You've got a good idea of where this team is now. I mean, because we're in that last section of the season. So there's a lot to be proud about. And I mean, the Knicks are rolling right now, which is when you want them to, and they're clicking. They know who they are. So, yeah, of course, you got to be excited right now. Nobody thought we were going to be in this position right now.
And obviously 5 games with Josh Hart and then Mitch comes back. It feels like we got these final 2 pieces back to this puzzle, and it's just making us that much stronger. Blandy?
Yeah.
Blandy. Should we be surprised how you're feeling?
I'll tell you exactly how I'm feeling.
Tell us how you're feeling.
Like a lightning bolt.
Ooh.
Hit the tip of my penis.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how excited you are.
That's exactly how excited I am. I had that prepared just for tonight. Just so that way, if you ask me how excited I was, I could play that. Like a lightning bolt has hit the tip of my penis.
Well, Mitchell Robinson, how about him? 2 games back. What a difference he makes in there. Huh?
As
Jericho's
soon as he got
out.
Back we'll, into the team, yep.
Jericho
is
did
Jericho
those terrible,
because...
terrible dunks, and he'll never be back again.
Right. Is he out because of his performance of the slam dunk contest and the embarrassment?
No,
or is he out
because he's not necessary now. Yeah, he's not needed now. That's it. He's out, just like Miles is out.
Our last taste of Jericho Sims is going to be him struggling to open up that goddamn envelope to just reveal a 50.
It looked like he just wrote it in like one of those like blue markers that we used to use when we were kids, like an old Crayola blue marker. So he could have done something fancy. It just took a folded piece of paper and wrote the number 50.
Regardless, it would have fallen flat. So it went perfectly with the rest of his fucking entertainment.
Well, at least we don't have to rely on our Knicks to win slam dunk contests right now. Or to even be decent in 3-point shooting contests. What really matters is how we're doing in the regular season. And we're on a roll, like we said. Emmanuel quickly is playing great. Julius, I mean, everyone keeps saying that a lot of us have to apologize to Julius, which drives us all crazy, I
think.
Not me. Because we don't have to apologize because he was playing not up to where he should be. And now he's playing well beyond we ever thought he could, right? 46 points.
He's been incredible.
Coming out of the All-Star break in that first game, leading a huge comeback win. Can he do any better than he's doing right now?
No, he's beyond impressive. I mean, he's one of four players in the league that's averaging 25 and 10 next to Joel Embiid, Giannis, Anthony Davis. Jokic is super close at 24.7, but I mean, the numbers he's putting up is ridiculous. He's taking over games when he wants to. He's not trying to do too much. This is like the best version of Julius Randle.
And I saw someone on Twitter saying like, yeah, but he's got an off year like every year. But this is now two of the last three seasons he's having just like all NBA type or second team NBA type seasons. I don't see how you could ask for anything more. I'll take that two out of every 3 years and a year like he had last year, which most of it was mental last year. His stats were okay. It was just...
It's clear.
If he had the mental attitude he had this year, last year, we would not be feeling how we did last year.
Yeah.
Guys, over the last 20 games of the season, 3 years ago, that magical season. Was that 3 years or 2 years ago, Landy, technically?
It was the COVID season.
Okay, so you don't know. So that season, 2020, 2021, we were 16-4 over our last 20. Okay. Last year, we were 12-8 over our last 20, surprisingly, because we finished with a terrible record. Okay, this year, should we take a look at who we're playing? Should we make some predictions?
It's rough. It's a rough stretch.
It's a tough stretch, but we're playing.
If I were a betting man, I don't know how many wins I'd bet on.
All right, well, okay. Well, you're not really a betting man, but Barry is. Are you a betting man, Blandy? Does like betting a dollar every night count as a betting man?
But that's not why I said that.
Yeah, he's been trying to hint to you, like, if you missed an ad read that you were supposed to do.
Oh, shit, we did miss an ad read.
Yeah, he put it in the chat. He's freaking giving you verbal cues.
Oh, my God, we're supposed to read in the first 5 minutes of the show. Sorry, Bet Online, but I'm pretty sure you have no idea when we do these ad reads in general anyway. All right, you ready for your... If you're going to demand the ad read, you better be ready with the drops.
I'm ready.
Okay. Give it to us. Kick us off. Well, you should start playing those drops, by the way, to get me to do
it. BetOnline is going to hear us. They're going to send you an email like, we really would have preferred to be ahead of the colonoscopy story.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Did they make this longer? Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and get 50% of a welcome bonus. With your first deposit, make sure to use promo code BLEAV to get your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. No golf in there. Terribly disappointing.
Maybe they realize that nobody gives a shit about golf.
Congratulations to Blandy, by the way, because we haven't had a... Have we had a show since the Super Bowl?
No, we have not.
No.
Nope. No, we have not.
Blandy won the grand prize.
That's right, I did.
In an ESPN Super Bowl box pool, amazingly.
Yeah.
He had the numbers 8 and 5. And we all spent the Super Bowl together. And then, when you left, were you even thinking that you had a chance at that point?
No,
there was
no
talk about it.
And on the car on the way home is when the Eagles scored that touchdown, and that's what got everything moving for me.
And what were you doing in your car?
First they needed to score. They had to go for two and then get it. So once they got that, then I kind of had a sense of how things were going to go.
Were you all going nuts in there? Because
nobody else,
by the way, walked away with a trip to the Bahamas and what, $2,000?
$2,000 cash. I found out it's 3 days, 2 nights. So it's not like super long, but whatever. It's a free trip to the friggin' Bahamas and $2,000. Yeah. So, and I have until the end of this year to book it.
They pay for your airfare for how many people?
Two, just for two.
Have you thought, like, does your wife want to go with you?
Yes. Yes, she does. Okay.
Well. Yeah. I was going to say, what if the three of us went and just we split, me and Barry split the other plane ticket? Barry, wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be sick.
I don't know if my wife would appreciate that, though. But
maybe you talk to her
nobody
about
else
it?
Was excited.
Can you talk to her about it or no? Was your wife excited? If she wasn't excited, then you should
do this. Well, she didn't believe me. She didn't think, like, I started explaining scenarios and she doesn't understand. And then even after I won, she didn't believe that I had won. She wanted me to, like, run it by other people to make sure I was reading the thing correctly. Like, I haven't been looking at those things for the last, you know, 35 years of my life, but she didn't trust me.
Barry, could you do an impersonation?
This is a guy who never wins anything.
Barry, can you do an impersonation of what Landy was like in the car when he found out he won?
No, I thought he won at home. I was at home.
He found out at home. So I've seen the video. You didn't see the video? There's video of him.
No, there's
seeing the final end of the game.
Yeah.
And is he excited or fucking his usual self?
No. He's excited.
I was excited.
Can you play it?
He's excited. He's got his hands on his head and
play.
The whole
thing. Is there audio? Play the fucking audio right now into your microphone.
I have it.
You do?
Come on. Did I send it to you? Nobody sent me this.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I got to go back and fucking...
I could probably just play it into the thing, Craig.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, whatever you want to do.
I mean, put it on the computer and play it. Hold on.
As long as it doesn't take too long, so we have to
edit it'll take 2 seconds.
Oh, okay, I have it.
I got it on the computer, so I don't have to play it into...
All right.
Yeah, that took all 2 seconds to do. Here it is.
It's more than 2 seconds so far.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Are they doing a Hail Mary?
Yeah. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yeah! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! All right, okay.
There you go.
So you ejaculated in your pants.
That's what it sounded like, didn't it? It did sound like it. Oh God.
Oh my God.
That's what it sounded like.
And then that's how the short video was, like 5 seconds.
That was it.
Who was videotaping that? You?
My son. I had him play. I had him record me while they kicked the field goal, and then the last play of the game, just in case.
Amazing.
So yeah, going to the Bahamas.
All right, guys. What do you think for the final 20 games of the year? Should we go down the schedule? Let's take a look. All right.
There's some tough ones in there.
Let's see what happens here. Celtics.
Loss.
That's a win.
it could be. Craig, it very well could be, but
no.
I mean, what the fuck? Then you're going to have them going
20-0.
Too,
and we can't.
If they're beating the best team in the NBA,
come on.
Then who are they going to lose to?
All right.
We got to be fair here.
Okay, Brooklyn.
That's a win.
Win.
Obviously.
You keeping track of this, by the way?
Yeah, I am. Knicks, Heat. Of course, Knicks.
Win.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, base it on how they're playing lately, not on what we're used to. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Right? So we're all win. Then we
don't. No, we are not all win.
Wait, what were you?
We're lost win.
No, for the Heat.
Oh, yeah, win. Yeah,
win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's the three of us. Got you.
Okay, Boston again.
That's a loss.
That's a win. All right. I'm going to do a lot. I don't see you guys think we're going to lose both of those. I'm going to give us one of those.
No.
One of those Boston wins.
No.
Okay, Hornets.
That's a win.
Win.
I can't tell if this is like, is this a terrible podcast? Is this a terrible segment? We're going to go through all 20.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Who cares?
Start off with an idea for their plan.
Win. Sharp. And then we got the Kings. Oh, that's the national, suddenly national TV game.
Yeah, that could go either way, but I'm going to give them an L because, again,
I'm going to say loss.
I want to say loss, too.
I feel like we never, feel like we play terribly in Sacramento.
It's going to be a tough West Coast swing there.
Okay, then we got the Clippers and Lakers.
I say we win
one
of those.
A loss and a win. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know which is which, but a win on one of them.
All right, I'll do the same for those. Then we got the Blazers and the Nuggets.
Split.
Yeah.
We'll take Portland, but Denver. We never win in Denver.
Well, Denver's at home actually. We come home for that.
Oh, they're back. They're back from the road trip. That's weird.
But I still say it's a loss.
Oh, even worse. I mean, the Knicks are. Yeah.
I mean, splitting those two. Likely splitting those two games. Mm-hmm. Minnesota and the Heat.
Win.
And you guys are saying it before I can even think about it.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm trying to move the segment along, Craig.
I'm going to go I'm going to go split those two. But you're doing win and a win, Barry.
Yeah, I said
Landy.
Yeah, we play the Heat 3 times in March.
Because we only just played them for the first time.
Orlando and Houston.
Those are two wins.
Win-win.
Two wins. It's going to be interesting here. Is it? Maybe not. Orlando, Houston, Miami, and the Cavs.
Well, if you gave Miami a loss to the last one, give them a win for this one.
Just tell me what you want to do.
I don't think we win either of those.
Oh, wow. All right.
And I say win-win. I mean, I'm sorry. I say win-loss. And then we'll win the last four of the season. You'll get to that.
Then we got Wizards, Pacers, Pelicans, Pacers. You going to give us two wins against the Pacers in the last four?
I say three out of those four.
Yeah.
Me too. So Barry, four.
That gets to me like 12,
wins.
I think.
Four out of four.
All right, you want to hear the totals?
I think I had 12.
Oh, you have 12 and 8?
I think so. Which sounds
Do you know
not
yours?
So great, but
no.
Barry has 14 and 6. Yeah, 14 and 6 for Barry. I've got 20 and 0. No. Barry is more better than me. I've got 13 and 7.
Yeah, 12 and 8. I don't know what game, but I'm going to move that to a 13 and 7. I think they could go 13 and 7.
Barry, I hope Barry's, I mean, we're talking
that's
50 a
48
wins
win
right
season.
There. No, 50.
Well, oh, no, with 13
wins. Listen, my
man,
that's four. I'm sorry, Barry's would be 49 wins. 49 wins.
Yeah.
For Barry.
Pretty good. Look, we know that on this side of the All-Star break, teams go one of two ways. They either play hard and fight for position, or they fall hard, you know, as they vie for a chance at Wembanyama, right? The Knicks are about to have sole position of fifth place. Right, only behind Boston, Milwaukee, Philly, and Cleveland. They're not about to take their foot off the gas. And they're playing looser and with more fun than I could ever remember them playing, probably with the exception of RJ Barrett, who, although he's had a good last couple of games, he's definitely not loose. I mean, this guy is pressing hardcore.
He's not happy. He broke up with his girlfriend? Did you read that?
Oh,
is
no,
that why he
that.
Was liking those things on Twitter?
I think so. It was a little before that. Yeah,
well,
a little
you go
before
through that,
that
phase
it was, there was
after a bad breakup.
Rumor. He broke up with his girlfriend he's been with since college, which is I mean, for him, that's a long time.
I just want to see him get to a place where he can play looser, you know, just kind of play within the flow of the game. It's still a struggle. And again, even when he performs well, it still looks like a struggle for him.
I can't tell you how much I regret buying that Barrett jersey.
Whew, yeah. I mean, this is who he is. You know, he's completely plateaued. And not where he's like a bust by any means, but I think that we've, you know, kind of come to the ceiling of RJ Barrett. Look, a 20-point-per-game player, which, you know, is nothing to sneeze at. You know, it's still very good. But, you know, unless his efficiency numbers get up, you know, it's not what you want from your third pick in the draft, you know, especially the
pedigree
that he's coming from.
He is on the court, though. So, I mean,
he's
we missed
court.
Out on Ja, but we missed, you know, we missed the bullet
with Zion.
With Zion.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's hard to I don't want to be complaining about anyone right now because all that matters is that we're winning.
Right, right. And again, RJ...
But RJ is frustrating.
I do expect...
Frustrating to watch right now.
I do expect him to have his best stretch of the season these last 20 games. I truly believe that he will. You know, let
me
at least put that out there.
Don't you...
I do.
I know he had 7 assists in this last game. But I never thought I'd feel this way, but I feel like he's one of the least team-oriented players out there.
I agree.
And I really never thought I would feel that way about him. I feel like
he's always trying to get himself going.
Yes.
He's always trying to get himself going.
If he's going down on a fast break with three other Knicks with him, he's not passing that ball up. All right, he's driving into the lane.
20 times.
Obi's wide open on the wing. He's not giving that ball up. The only way he's giving it up is if he's already decided he's going to throw a lob to Mitch or something. But most of the time, he's going up.
Look, I think he has acknowledged that that is the strongest part of his game, which is going to the basket. So if he's on a fast break and it's him against one defender, even if he has an open guy who has a better look, he's going to take it himself. You know, because he just knows that that's a little patience what he's worked Barrett. On.
He's going to be more Weasley than a ferret. I just feel like that has an impact on everyone when there's one guy like that. And the rest of the team, including Julius, they're all sharing and playing team ball. And then you got RJ, who's out there all for himself.
Well, listen, I mean, they give him that big deal. Then they bring in Brunson. Brunson's become the New York City darling. You know, the faithful love him. Then they bring in Hart, who's good buddies with Brunson. Hart's closing games instead of Barrett. I'm sure mentally he might not be in the best place this year, you know?
Well, look, he's still in the starting lineup. He's the alpha dog of the second unit. So to be a starter and then also to know that you're going to get like a bulk of your minutes with the second group, so you're going to get your chance, you know, to eat as much cake as you want to in a particular game. I mean, that's something to hold on to. You know, when Brunson came over here and then all of a sudden he dropped to like a clear cut number three. And then, although we should, you know, we should recognize quickly that, you know, there are arguments to be made that quickly, you know, is technically the third best player in this team. He's given his opportunity to still get the spotlight. You know, it's up to him what he does with that.
Guys, let's read some Twitter questions.
Oh.
Been a while, so I think that nobody was really calling except for Ralph, because why would you call if there's no podcast coming? But we did get some Twitter questions when they heard that we were coming back tonight. Rob asks, what kind of statement, I think this is for you, Barry, what kind of statement would going 4-for-4 this week make? That would put us at 39-27, 12 games over 500. That's the Celtics, the Nets, the Heat, and the Celtics.
That would be awesome. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, number one, having a winning streak carry over the All-Star break, which is really cool. And then you're telling me beating the number one team in the NBA twice?
Come on.
And bringing that winning streak to 9 in a row along with.
You know what that would say? That would say, Cleveland, you better watch the fuck out, because we're not going to be just, you know, in sole position in fifth place. We're coming for fourth. That's what that would say.
We're going to take four easily if that comes.
Oh, is that right?
Come on. That's right. SSB guy, the Mavs blew a big lead today. They're, what are they, 1-3 with Kyrie and Luka?
Yeah.
The Mavs blew a big lead today. I think they blew a 27-point lead to the Lakers. Mm. So let's root for a collapse and a lottery pick.
Come on.
Let's check that tankathon.
Yeah,
because we gave up our pick in the Josh Hart trade. And, I mean, who would have thought, though, that Kyrie and Luka would be less valuable than our, would be more valuable than our pick that we gave up to Portland? They're right now 18. They are just a game and a half out of the lottery.
They're not going.
Game and a half out of the lottery, Blandy.
They're not.
But how sweet would it be?
That's not going to happen.
Well,
I don't know. They look
shit. Can
they lost Dorian Finney-Smith, who was a big part of that offense and defense.
Right, but they're not going to they're not going to be that bad that it's going to give us that good of a. It's just not going to happen.
And what happens when Kyrie really
get into the top
is off
five,
the court?
But when this starts snowballing because Kyrie's a mental case, you never know.
I don't see that happening.
It's a great start for us. Let's just put it that way. Edward Helmbold, what are your end of regular season predictions? I guess we kind of just did that. So we've all we've got them in like the 46 to 48, 49 win range.
I think they should finish in fifth place, which is very impressive. You know, if you would have told me that at the start of the season that they were sitting in fifth place for like, you know, a couple of months and finish the season there, I'd be very impressed. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't see them.
Barry, you're saying 14-6, like that could easily put us in the four.
It could. Oh, we'll it certainly can. Because Cleveland's not a perfect team. Yeah.
No, and they've been struggling. You know, there's already people in Cleveland that are like talking about Donovan Mitchell in a negative way. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Like that's starting already.
It's fucking awesome. It's fantastic.
Like buyer's remorse. Yeah, like,
And then I've heard like some Jazz fans say, "Yeah, wait till they get to the playoffs, and you'll see how much you're complaining then."
And for all the shit that our front office takes, you know, especially with the latest being, you know, the miss on Donovan Mitchell, can we give them some credit for the fact that two of the last two big guys that they signed, you know, in Julius Randle, he went on to win the most improved player. Jalen Brunson, who they just signed, is going to finish in the top two or three for most improved player this year.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time, like, this team is known for getting guys past their prime. And these are two big signings that they made over the last couple of years for guys that are still, you know, accelerating and becoming all-stars. So some credit is due to them, you know, at this point, you know, because they really haven't gotten any credit.
You're right. Albie Van Gundy. Okay. I don't even know what this question means, Barry. And I don't remember if this is accurate. Do you know have you seen this Twitter question? Albie Van Gundy asks, this is for you, and it's very personal. If the Knicks get a statement win against Boston, will Barry stop peeing in the shower? I thought you don't pee in the shower.
I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant you. Maybe he mixed the two of us up.
I will never stop peeing in the shower. It's one of the greatest.
Why would you?
The greatest things you can do with your life. But you know what? If we did win both of these games against the Celtics, I will never pee in the shower again. I promise you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I will give that up right now for two wins Boston against the wins? Celtics this week. I'll hold it in from now on and wait till I get out of the shower.
Relax.
All right. Y'all hear that music. It's this time. Has the news been building up inside you for the past couple weeks? You ready to explode like when you won?
Excuse me? I started writing we had a couple of days where we were like, oh, we're going to do it tonight, and then we didn't do it, and then we were like, oh, now we're going to do it tonight, and then we didn't. But like, I started typing up the news like days and days ago, and it's essentially the same thing because nothing's really been going on, so there's not much here. But we do have an interesting Knicks-related thing to talk about here. But all right, so I don't know if you guys saw, but Quinn Snyder was actually hired by the Hawks today as their new head coach, days after Nate McMillan was fired.
I didn't see that. So did he coach this game against the Nets?
I don't believe so. I just saw that on NBA.com they had that he was already, because when I typed it up before, it just looked like he was in the lead to get the job, and now he has officially been announced as the new coach. I guess he was an assistant there before becoming the coach of Utah.
Is there any chance that works out with Trey because of the hair issue? Like, he's got great hair.
And Trey Young is horrible hair?
Trey is the total opposite. Like, the best and worst hair.
If anything, it doesn't work out because Trey Young's just a douchebag. I think that's what it comes down to. It's already two coaches who have lost their job on his watch. He claims he knew nothing about it. He woke up from a nap, Trey Young, to find out that Nate McMillan had been fired.
I read something today that there's a rumor that the Hawks might consider trading Trey Young.
Interesting.
In the near future. Would you trade Jalen Brunson for Trey Young?
No.
Straight up.
I wouldn't do that.
No, Jalen Brunson, I think, brings more value, to be honest with you.
Can you believe how crazy?
I mean, if you would have asked me that last year, forget about it. If you would have asked me last year, I mean, yeah, no question, I would take Trey Young. But, I mean, now knowing what Brunson can do for a team, and
he shoots, you know, like all that. 30% and especially considering from three.
Where he's at. Trae Young, yeah,
yeah. His, even like his 3-point shot is—he's just—he's a bit of a head case. I just—is
that this year or in his career?
This year, I think he's shooting horribly.
Okay. He's just having an off year.
Yeah.
I don't know about prior to this year, but yeah. So, yeah, so Nate McMillan gone. Quinn Snyder is the head coach. Speaking of coaches, Joe Mazzulla had the interim coach title taken away by the Celtics. They signed him to an extension, although they haven't released any details of that yet. Myers Leonard, who has been out of the league since January of 2021 when he uttered a anti-Semitic slur while I think playing like live streaming a video game thing. On Twitch, maybe, was signed to a 10-day contract by the Bucks. So we'll see how that goes. He's done apparently a lot of work in the Jewish community ever since that happened to try and make amends for the things that he said. A couple of important buyouts. Russell Westbrook bought out by the Jazz before playing a game, went to the Clippers. Kevin Love bought out by the Cavs, went to the Heat. I'm not going to go over any of the All-Star Weekend stuff unless you want me to. You want me to mention anything or no?
No. This feels okay. Like it was 2 weeks ago.
So then let's talk about James Dolan. James Dolan is on a dating app called Raya. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
Apparently Raya is a very, very elite dating app. It's not just something that anybody can get on. You require to get on it requires references from existing members and passing a vetting process that's run by the app's anonymous management team to get on. He says he's met some interesting people, hasn't turned out to be a romantic fit yet, but he has met some very, very nice people. His profile says, I have a job, all my hair, love kids, but done making them, sober 29 years, still learning.
Nice.
So, does he have kids? I don't even know. I guess yes. He must if he said done making them.
Yes, he said he's done.
Yeah.
He's got kids. One of his kids like go to the game with. I've seen his son at the game.
Oh, whenever I see him, he's usually surrounded by a bunch of hot young women.
I've seen his son and him surrounded by a bunch of hot women.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got. That's the way basketball bounces.
Hey, Blandy,
did you guys catch? I'm sorry. Did you guys catch this? Because this was some crazy shit. Did you guys catch the end of the Sixers Celtics game when Tatum hit that three?
I didn't see it.
Essentially,
this
to win
today?
The game. And
no, yes.
This was, I think, yesterday.
On Saturday. You didn't see the end, Craig?
I saw like a freeze frame of Embiid shooting. Is that the one?
Yeah. Because Tatum went ahead with a go ahead three, and there was 1.2 seconds left in the game. So they inbound to Joel Embiid. He takes a dribble, and from behind his free throw line, he launches a one-handed shot. It goes in, but it was still in his palm when the buzzer sounded, so it didn't count. It was nuts.
It was crazy.
Hey guys,
yeah.
That does sound crazy, but I'm excited.
You know what's even crazier?
We just got a voicemail came in.
Ooh,
Blandy, download the voicemail I just dropped in the chat. Let's see. I think this might be Murder Jim. Oh, I apologize if I'm wrong, but I think this is Murder Jim. So that's nothing gets crazier than Murder Jim.
Here we go. All right, let's see.
Yo, where the fuck have you guys been? It's Murder Jim. So yeah, man, everything's going super great. Going super great. We're winning. I'm happy. Everything's cool. Josh Hart, unstoppable. Josh Hart is the fucking Lucky Charms. If he were the cereal box. but man, I miss you guys. So let's get a show out there, guys. But
we're here.
Yeah, I feel like we've got nothing to complain about. Nobody wants to fire the coach. Nobody wants to trade Randall, RJ Barrett stepping up. I mean, things are falling into place, man. I mean, Deuce is out of the rotation. I mean, I feel like everything that Barry wants in the world is happening right now in the Knicks world. So, yeah, get a show out there, man. I miss you guys. It's my favorite. You're my favorite podcast, man. My favorite Knicks podcast. And I had a bunch of thoughts on the game from last night, but I forgot them all. But they were super insightful and fucking really cool. Anyway, we're not changing the name of the podcast yet because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. All right. Later. OBR, Josh Hart.
Did he just sing for Josh Hart?
Still workshopping that, so I mean, hold on, hang on there.
Wow.
Murder Jim Quimby.
I don't give a fuck, by the way, about Obi Toppin minutes anymore. That's how good the stretch has been.
It's kind of like
he's not getting forgotten. A lot, so
he's not needed.
Forgotten
he's not
Obi Toppin
doing anything. Just hangs out in the corner. You know, he's good for maybe a three or two each game.
No, he's gotten respectable. His three-point shot is certainly respectable.
That's all he does. I don't want Julius to even come off the floor for him like I once did.
Think about like all like the lobs he used to get, though. He gets nothing anymore. No. It's crazy.
If he gets a shot, it's from outside the arc.
He gets so frustrated when people don't pass to him, which I understand.
The scissor kicks?
Yeah, there are definitely times where he is wide open for those lobs that he doesn't get them.
It's usually RJ who's missing them. All right, guys. Well, we're back. So we apologize for not being back until now, but everyone deserves a break. What were we going to fucking talk about? All-star break, colonoscopies. Now we're in the final stretch. Final 20 games, guys. Here we go!
It's crazy.
Barry, we're just a few weeks away from the fucking playoffs. Four seed. One of the top teams in the
playoffs?
League.
Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
No, we can talk about the playoffs, actually. Jim Mora.
Have we clinched a playoff spot yet? No. Are we away from that?
It's too close. I mean, you look at the teams under the Knicks. It's like, I mean, there's teams that are like four or five games behind us, but there's like five of those teams, right? So it's definitely not over. But again, I like where the Knicks are at right now. I love the way that they're playing. So let's fucking go!
Wow, this feels so good. This feels so good, man. Wow,
DJ. How about DJ?
In New York
City. Shout out to DJ in New York City, in from Germany. I mean, the stretch of games that this trip worked out for him to go to, including a great halftime ceremony for the 73 Knicks team. He got to witness that. He's going to the next two games, including Boston and a game against Brooklyn. Good for him. He picked
well. This
well
will either be great for him or terrible. Hopefully it keeps going this way.
Well, it's going to be juice in there.
But if DJ is the reason for us to all of a sudden get on a losing streak, DJ,
he may not be
it's
a,
all
oh,
your fault.
I was going to say, if they continue their winning streak, he may not be able to go home to Germany. He's going to have to keep going more games.
He did, however, have to experience this from up close and personal and not from across the Atlantic. So, not the best that America has to offer.
I'm pretty sure when I'm walking around singing the anthem in my house, feeling in my head like I sound good, that's exactly how I sound. Is that? I felt bad. Is that woman? Yeah, I sort of made fun of it on Twitter, but is she someone?
She's a Tony Award-winning.
She's a professional singer. Oh,
yes, she's. She's a Tony Award winner. She's been nominated for Grammys. Yes, Melba Moore.
That was the worst anthem I think anyone's ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Until next time. Oh, wait, no. What? Upcoming schedule. We don't need to do that. We did all the 20 games. Right. Follow me on Twitter. It's been so long. At Hard Knicks Life, Barry at Barry Dworkin, Blandy at Blandy Hooper. You can call us.
You
got 516-33 Mesh 1.
Plug my TikTok, not my Twitter.
Blandy's TikTok is still blowing up. Oh, you're up to how many followers?
Wait. Nobody knows. Nobody knows because we were on break when he had that TikTok video that went fucking viral.
Okay.
That had 1.2 million
views. We're getting to it. So, how many TikTok followers are you up to?
Right, I am now celebrity. At 191. So when last time we spoke, we were at like
35 followers, guys. Is that not something to be excited about? playing.
Dude, seriously, he had a video that had over 1.2 million views.
How many likes, though?
How many likes? The views.
Right now, my Mac McClung video is at 62,200 likes.
That's pretty good. But it's amazing that that just got you like an extra 130 followers.
Got me like 150, 160 followers. It's crazy.
Wow. Okay, keep doing your thing, Blandy.
At Blandy Hooper, pumping out quality content.
Like 500,000 more likes or so, and you might get up to like 1,000 followers.
Listen, I keep pumping out like a video a day or so. That's what they say to do, so I'm doing what I can.
Keep pumping out, man. Keep pumping out. What was more exciting, that or the Bahamas trip?
I think.
What would you rather have? Another video like that? Or the Bahamas trip? He'd rather have another TikTok video like that.
If you say a TikTok video, you're such a fucking asshole.
No, sure. He gets so excited about that shit.
I'm not big on the sun and sand.
It gives you absolutely nothing.
I'm not big on the sun and the sand. My wife is. I mean, it'll be a nice trip to get away.
Are you going to be just walking around complaining the whole time?
No, no. We'll probably just sit on the beach, and I'll just bring some stuff to read, you know?
Will you bring your podcast equipment? Oh, no, you're not going to do that
for like 3 days.
Two nights I'm there.
I just think it would be fun to do it from there. Yeah. You going to go in the summer, you think?
I don't know. Like, there's restrictions and stuff, so we have to get in touch with the resort, because it says like blackouts and holiday, like, so we may not be able to literally go just whenever we want.
What is the name of that resort?
It's the Hilton World Resort at Bimini.
Bimini?
Bimini is the island.
Is that like an all-inclusive thing?
I don't believe it is, no.
So, but do they pay for your food, or you have to pay for it?
Well, that's, I think, what the cash is for. I think that's what the $2,000 is for.
Oh, that's what the $2,000 is for.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. It's right. Yeah. Nice. All right, guys. Nice. Yeah. Until next time, we'll be back in a week, right?
Yeah.
More or less. All right. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.